Every year, Google looks back at our online queries and compiles a list of the top searches. And for 2015, the top rank goes to former NBA player and reality TV star Lamar Odom. Caitlyn Jenner was also right up there at the top, along with the Paris terrorist attacks, Jurassic Park, and that blue or gold dress, whatever it was. Joining us now is Simon Rogers. He's the data editor at Google News Lab, which put together all of this information. Welcome to the show, Simon.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So right off the bat, how would you characterize the big trends in search this year? Are there trends?
It's been a really interesting year because normally you might expect that the big searches are going to be the kind of things that the kind of fluffier end of the news cycle, things that are entertainment or sports or whatever. But actually what we've seen are kind of real hard news stories coming top in a lot of the kind of categories that we've been looking at this year, things like the Paris attacks. There were nearly a billion searches around the Paris attacks in the days around those events. Mm. And those huge news stories like the refugee crisis and even the Chinese stock market kind of crashing, all those stories have really generated a lot of kind of search interest over the year, as well as Jurassic World or Caitlyn Jenner or Lamar Odom.
If you dig into the specifics of one event like the Paris attacks, is there anything you can figure out about how a search history informs how news travels from place to place or person to person?
The first attacks were around 18 minutes past 9 Paris time. And within a few moments of that, as news started to spread on social media, people started searching for it as well. And you could really see within minutes, people were searching Berlin, London, even in New York, within about 10 minutes of those events happening, people were starting to search in New York. So it's a fascinating glimpse. Before there's a proper news report out there, before, you know, people really know what's going on, they're desperate to find out that information.
And so it's just speculative. It's just people worrying about where they live, but still.
Worrying and trying to find out more about it. I mean, there's a kind of honesty to the way we search, because you're not publicly stating something. You're saying, I want to find out more about this. Mm. And that can cover anything from trying to find out how tall the political candidate is. And if you look at the searches around political candidates this year, it's amazing how many of them are for how tall one candidate is compared to another. But there's also around serious events like this where something happens in the world and your first instinct is then to take to Google to find out more about it. Mm.
Is it inappropriate to draw bigger conclusions about our humanity, who we are, what we value from these lists?
For me, the results of this analysis were kind of reassuring in a way. You know, that I like Star Wars. I'm really looking forward to seeing it. I haven't yet, so please no spoilers. But, you know, the fact there are more searches for the Paris attacks is reassuring to me. You know, we really care about things that matter. And that shows, but we also care about, you know, this kind of great eclectic mix of other things that are all part of our lives as well. I think there's something really interesting about the way we search, and it's not, and we're just starting to kind of grasp what that might be. So, for instance, we've done analysis around election results where we've looked at the way people search before elections. And there does appear to be a correlation between search and the way people then go out and vote. Hmm. But we don't know for sure this stuff yet, and we're just starting to get a sense of it.
Simon Rogers, he's the data editor at Google News Lab. Thanks so much for talking with us, Simon.
Thanks for having me.